We're doing a three-year celebration of our birthday. It starts in May in Mobile on May 5th, and we'll travel for the different years of historical events in the state of Alabama. And Muscle Shoals, our sound studio is now open after a $1 million renovation. That's the place that the Rolling Stones recorded Brown Sugar.
But that's still that charming atmosphere, even if you spend a lot of money in renovation.
Absolutely, because they renovated it looking in the 1960s style. The sofa that the Rolling Stones sat on is still there. The studio is being renovated in both analog and digital, and you look at it and it's like going back in time. But it's all fresh paint and ready to record. So after being out of an active studio for a while, the actual studio is now both a museum piece for visitors to attend and an actual studio for musicians to record in.
So it may be even interesting to stop there as a visitor, and maybe you are able to see a pop or rock or blues star working and producing?
Well, you may never know who might be behind the doors or there late at night recording their songs. During the tours, most of the musicians will be sleeping because you'll be visiting in the daytime when they're napping, and they record usually in the late afternoon. But if you have a late afternoon tour, you're right, you might find someone coming in the door to begin their studio session.
So even concerning to the artists, nothing changed until the 60s?
That's right. Nothing has changed at all. Artists are still artists, and they like the late night adventures.